On Radio1057.com, it's your pal Sully alongside my good friend Rick Lempert, who joins us every week for a technology segment. We kind of cut up a little bit. Rick and I are friends, go back a little ways. And good to talk to you, Rick. How's the week going?
A little more low-key and relaxed this week, Sully, but I'll start getting busy again the next couple weeks. So pleasure to talk to you when I don't have 5,000 things hanging over my head.
Well, I'm just excited about this time of year. College football is back. The NFL's coming up. And it's also going to be getting cooler eventually. And I really like that.
It doesn't appear that's going to happen for a couple weeks. but definitely something to look forward to.
All right. Well, we got a lot to talk about today. And this is going to be centered around one of my favorite topics, food. I know I like to eat it. I'm sure you do too, Rick, and we have a couple of good things to talk about, but we're going to start off talking a little bit about a particular dog food.
Yeah, and Sully, this is maybe kind of timely for you. I think I saw on social media over the weekend you were out walking a little dog. I like to see that because that's a big part of my weekend to spend with our little dachshund. But I was kind of alarmed to learn that over 50% of the dogs in the U.S. are overweight. So that tells me maybe they're not eating right and getting enough exercise. So we've been buying our dachshund this fresh pet dog food. Now, it's maybe not in the traditional area at your grocery store or supermarket where the dog food is. It's refrigerated. It may be in the general area, but fresh pet is it's fresh. It has to be refrigerated. It has to be, you know, eaten within a certain number of time, packed with vitamins and proteins, and my dog loves it. So when we find a dog food that our dog loves, we'll keep going and buying this. So, you know, Fresh Pet is a refrigerated dog food. They have treats as well that are refrigerated, and they're kept cool from the moment they're made, and then they hit the palates of our dogs and cats, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, they're so important. I know you're passionate about your dogs, and the dog that I was looking after this weekend, it's a little Shih Tzu who lives downstairs from me, and I was just watching her over the weekend, and I know, Rick, how rewarding it is just to go and get a little exercise yourself and to take the dog out and get a little exercise, too. It's just so beneficial to both parties.
It really does clear your mind. I really enjoy doing that, especially when the sun goes down a little bit. We go out for a nice little walk. And anyone that's owned a dog, Sully, knows that they become a part of your life, a part of your family, and it's not a complete day unless they're there with you. So I'm a dog lover. I've had dogs, and we try to feed the dogs healthy food, and Fresh Pet is a complement to what else we feed our dachshund.
Yep, and you can learn more by visiting them online. Pretty easy website, freshpet.com. All right, so we'll get on to talking a little bit here about some human foods for us. Bee Free Foods, delicious new gluten-free wraps. Ooh, this is going to be big over in Virginia Highland, isn't it, Rick?
Well, this is a company out of California, so I don't know if that surprises you or not, Sully. But, Bee Free makes a bunch of bread-type products that are gluten-free. And they actually taste pretty good, and they don't, like, crumble or fall apart in your hand. So no wheat, dairy, eggs, nuts, soy, allergen-free, and perfect for the vegetarian or vegan lifestyle. Yeah, they now have these wraps. They're available at public stores, other stores, and they actually do taste pretty good. They go great with making sandwiches or making things with wraps. They're great. They have hot dog buns and hamburger buns. They even have bagels, and they all taste pretty good. You wouldn't think they were gluten. They don't. I know that being gluten free has that connotation to it, but Bee Free does a pretty good job, and kind of been sampling a few of their products, and it's passes my test at least.
And unlike the Braves bullpen, they will not crack or crumble. I know that's a big complaint from people when they're eating sandwiches, is that the bread, the wraps fall apart, and this Bee Free new gluten free wraps are pretty immune to that.
Yeah, and I used to enjoy, you know, making a sandwich with regular, you know, the regular two pieces of bread or whatever. But I actually now I like the ease of making something with a wrap. It eats easy. You can bring it on the road with you or up to my office upstairs, and that's been kind of a godsend. But yeah, I mean, it's a big thing with athletes. So yeah, I do a lot of sports, and a few years ago it was kind of the in thing. A lot of athletes were switching to be gluten free. It made them feel healthier. It made them feel quicker and more fit. And maybe there's something to that.
Rick, last week it was International Bacon Day, and I didn't realize that until just now. We're going to talk a little bit about it. But for somebody like myself, I have some health problems, gout specifically. Really can't eat a lot of the red meat, pork specifically. So bacon is something that I can enjoy, but there are some alternatives out there.
Yeah, last week was International Bacon Day. It proves there is an international day for everything. But a company called Cool Foods, and they're pretty innovative. They have actually been making things that you wouldn't think would be vegan or for the vegetarian people. Veggie bacon bits and different types of dips. This is something pretty unique that are gluten-free, non-GMO ingredients, again, no allergens, and no artificial ingredients, which is big with a lot of people. So I have not tried these yet, Sully. I'm hoping to. I'm a big, you know, I'm a big bacon type person, but I've really gone in moderation on it. But I like bacon bits on salads and in certain things. So I'm interested to try these bacon bits, see what they taste like. I don't know how you, if you can call them bacon bits when they're not really meat, but I guess that's what they're supposed to taste like.
Well, in Southern California, where these things originate from, I think it's all kind of fair game to describe them that way, right?
Yeah, we got one coming up, Sally, that's even, you know, even blow your mind away more than the bacon bits. So just go with this. I think, you know, bacon bits on your salad or your pizza, that's something that I've done in the past. I'm willing to try this.
Coolfoods.net for more information on those bacon bits. How about this holy guacamole, guac on demand? How does that happen?
Yeah, evidently there's a need for guac on demand, Sully. But it's kind of not a publicity stunt, but it's kind of an event that's been put on. There's a company called Holy Guacamole. They make guacamole that's sold in the grocery store, so you don't have to make your own. But through September 11th, they're actually in town. They've been running around and delivering guacamole. If you kind of tweet at them, at Eat Holy, using the hashtags GuacYourLunch and Live Holy Tour. I'll put this in the show notes. So they are delivering to offices and households samples of their guacamole you can try. And I really enjoy, with football season, that means guacamole to me. I like sitting with fresh guacamole and watching some football on the weekend. So
they're in town through Sunday, and if you tweet to them, the handle is Eat Holy, and that's EAT, and then Holy, WHOLLY. If you get their attention, they could be coming over and delivering you some guac while you enjoy the football games this weekend.
I think they should make a stop at the building of death there, so.
We don't call it the building of death anymore. It's the building of life.
Sorry. I was thinking back about a decade ago or a couple decades ago.
Yes, Rick is alluding to the building that we're in here at 1819 Peachtree. It's a 7-story office building, and it's painted gray now, but it actually used to be painted black, and it really did look like the Death Star. And, well, when the radio business was going through a change, there were a lot of people leaving the Death Star.
Well, that happened when the Rebel Alliance made their invasion. They got out before it blew up again.
I hope to goodness we don't get in trouble for discussing this on our podcast.
Oh, sorry about that.
No worries. Let's talk about this vegan whole turkey. Again, Rick, you're bringing up, you're really hitting a sweet spot with me here, because I'm a guy, the meat that I can consume, I'm really limited to just chicken because of my health problems. But tell us about these vegan turkey rolls or these vegan ham rolls that people can enjoy. Are they any good?
I haven't tried yet, but we're here to get you healthy, Sully. That's why we're talking about this. So I didn't even know that there was a possibility to get a vegan whole turkey or a turkey roll or a ham roll, but there is from Vegetarian Plus. It's a division of the food company Veggie USA. So, again, these are fresh ingredients, and this is their kind of getting you ready for the holiday with these holiday-themed products. And I think it's worth a try. Like you said, for people like you, for people that are vegetarians or vegans, they can actually get something that looks like a real turkey, but it is a veggie whole turkey. Only takes an hour to heat, and they say it offers moist, firm, and easily sliced portions. So I think for people, this is worth a try. And it comes atop with a spiced plum and apricot glaze. So you're trying to make it like a regular turkey you would make. I still like the traditional regular turkey where coming out of the oven or that's coming off the grill. But for people that want to indulge in turkey and be celebrating the holidays, this is an option. It also comes with vegan gravy, so they got all the bases covered.
Well, maybe for people who are doing a real turkey for the first time this Thanksgiving, they could maybe hit up their neighbor and have this going an hour before supper time, just in case, as a little bit of a backup. We always like to think about what are we going to do if this doesn't work out. So maybe you run the vegan whole turkey next door, and if your real turkey doesn't work out, you got this one.
Well, why there are a lot of people that have a hard time making the perfect turkey. They when it comes to